Gas prices are painful, Elisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden says he knows that and wants to ease the pain by releasing more oil from the strategic reserves, 1 million barrels a day this time for 6 months. He also says U.S. oil companies should be producing more, calling for a use-it-or-lose-it policy for leases on public lands.
Congress should make companies pay fees on wells on federal leases they haven't used in years.
He also wants to double down on the shift to clean energy, but Idaho Republican Senator Jim Risch says for now, tap the brakes on that transition.
The world is going through 100 million barrels a day. This is not going to change overnight, and it needs to be done, but it needs to be done reasonably and over a period of time that's acceptable, that all of us can live with.
Republicans say the president's policies are part of the problem. He's blaming high gas prices on Russia's war in Ukraine and pandemic factors. A shooting at a middle school in South Carolina where a student was shot. Fox's Grinnell Scott has this live.
Elisa, the shooter and victim were, according to police, both students at Tanglewood Middle School in Greenville. County Sheriff Hobart Lewis said it was a resource officer that made the call to initiate the response. Sheriff Lewis added, as far as a reason for this,
we don't really know the specifics of why it occurred and why so many young people resort to violence. Especially with firearms.
The victim's condition is not known. The middle school was cleared and students taken to another location to be picked up by parents as police investigate, Lisa.
Grinnell, there may be a deal soon on more funding to fight COVID. Republican Senator Mitt Romney, a lead negotiator, says an agreement in principle has been reached on a package that would be paid for to cover more vaccines, treatments, and tests. A previous deal for more than $15 billion fell apart over GOP concerns about covering the cost. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The defense rests quickly at the federal trial over a suspected plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
It was surprisingly less than one day of defense testimony in which Daniel Harris, one of four men accused in an alleged plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer over her COVID lockdowns in 2020, told jurors that he never agreed to kidnap the governor and called the leader of the group, Adam Fox, a buffoon. Fox, Barry Croft Jr., and Brandon Caserta, who maintained they were set up by the FBI, did not take the witness stand after federal prosecutors provided 13 days of evidence and testimony, including from two other men who, in deals with prosecutors, pled guilty in the case.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Five other potential defense witnesses had said they would remain silent if called to the stand. The Russian Defense Ministry is reportedly pledging a new humanitarian corridor from the besieged city of Mariupol after failing to abide by previous efforts to get supplies in or people out. While the world tries to help Ukrainian refugees, the UN chief says Afghans are in urgent need of aid, with millions facing starvation.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says some Afghans are selling their children and body parts to get money for food, and that 9 million people face famine. He made the dramatic statements at the beginning of the UN's virtual pledging conference to ask for more than $4 billion for Afghanistan aid groups. Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs Martin Griffiths, who had said getting Afghanistan back into the international banking system would be crucial to delivering aid, said at the conference,
to isolate Afghanistan now would only bring more suffering in the future.
More than $9 billion in Afghan central bank assets were frozen after the Taliban takeover, most of it frozen by the U.S. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An hour to the close on Wall Street, a sell-off. The Dow's down 177. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.